सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। पेज नंबर 243, चैप्टर 2, सेक्शन 4, मंत्रा 1। मैत्रेयीति होवाच याज्ञवल्क्यः उद्यास्यन् वा अरे अहमस्मास्थानादस्मि हन्ततेनयम् तात्यायन्याम् अन्तं करवाणीति। इन् दिस् फोर्त् ब्राह्मणम् नेम्ड् एस् मैत्रेयी ब्राह्मणम् इन् हुच् टू टापिक्स् आर् हैलैटेड्। First topic is sannyasa ashrama pradhanam in attaining brahmanishtha. Sannyasa ashrama pradhanam in attaining brahmanishtha is the topic, first topic. The second topic is Brahma Vidyana. In the previous section, we have completed the negation of entire avidya or anatma prapancha in the form of murta amurta prapancha. Murta amurta prapancha is nothing but avidya karanam comes under anatma. Jagan mithyatvam nirnayam over. Once jagat is mithya, then there must be some satyam. What is that? Brahman is satyam. Brahma satyam, jagan mithya. Final conclusion is what? Jivo brahmaiva naparaha. The individual jivatma alone is paramatma. Jivatma paramatma aikyam. These are the two topics, sannyasa topic as well as brahma vidya topic, are highlighted in this Maitreyi Brahmanam. Then, in this topic, first mantra, we have seen in the last class, just I have read it, but we have to see the meaning. The story behind this is, really occurs in 4th chapter, 5th Brahmanam. There also another Maitreyi Brahmanam occurs. 4th chapter, 5th Brahmanam. There only the story part comes there. So we have to borrow from there. I will give that essence of that story. The story is this. Agnyavalkya is a great rishi and jnani also. He had two wives. First wife name is Maitreyi, second wife name is Katyayani. First wife name is Maitreyi, second wife name is Katyayani. He planned to take sannyasa. He is desirous of sannyasa. Sannyasa ashrama. To take sannyasa ashrama, what is that hidden idea in Agnivalkya's mind? That is, he felt that if I want to get Brahma Nishtha, I have to take sannyasa ashrama. Nishtha means what? Assimilation of that Brahma Vidya. That Atma Jnanam. That is possible only after taking sannyasa ashrama. This is Agnivalkya's contention. With that idea, what he has to do? Now he has to settle the family responsibilities. To settle the matter, he called his wife Maitreyi. And he says, I want to grow beyond Grihastashrama. I want to renounce, he didn't say, I want to grow beyond Grihastashrama. That means I want to take sannyasa ashrama. Therefore, I want to divide my property between you and Katyayani. Between you and Katyayani, I want to divide my property. What property is having? Very less property is having. That property he want to divide. Why he want to divide? That is the paddhati. When that elder member in the family, the eldest member in the family is not there at home, the relations behave in a different manner. Any relation, suppose the eldest person in the family, her father is very old, very sick, hospitalized, suppose. The children plan to share the property and go to his father, write will first. Generally, they ask for money. If he don't give that will properly, they fight each other. So to avoid the fighting between Katyayani and Maitreyi, Agnivalkya want to distribute the property between both of them. This is one idea. Not only that, main idea hidden there is Katyayani and Maitreyi both are related because of Agnivalkya. Through Agnivalkya only they are related. Katyayani is one woman, from somewhere she came. Maitreyi is some other woman, but both are having relation because of whom? Agnivalkya. So that relation he want to make it end, that relation. So that relation can be ended only by dividing the property. Once he is not going to be there, that relation cannot continue. As long as Agnivalkya is there alone, it will continue. Otherwise, the relation will not continue. Therefore, he wants to end up that relation. So, for that sake, Agnivalkya called Maitreyi. Agnivalkya, another name is Vajasaneyihi, in a pair. Vajasaneyihi. Vajasaneya is the name of the Surya Bhagavan. Vajasaneya. Yajnavalkya is the disciple of Surya Bhagavan. Therefore, Vajasaneyasya disciple Sishyaha Vajasaneyi in artha. Yajnavalkya's name is called Vajasaneyihi. And Agnivalkya has given these Shukla Yajurveda mantras. Shukla Yajurveda mantras are on his name because he gave many mantras from Shukla Yajurveda. Therefore, Shukla Yajurveda is called as Vajasaneya Samhita. This Brihadaranyaka Upanishad belong to Shukla Yajurveda. That Shukla Yajurveda given out by Yajnavalkya. Therefore, on his name, this Upanishad is called as Vajasaneya Samhita. Even though he is a great jnani, he knows worldly matters very well, how to divide the property, very well he knows. Sometimes we think these people who are all very spiritual, they do not know worldly matters at all properly. We think like that. But it is not so. They are only intelligent actually. They know how to handle the worldly matters. Similarly, Yajnavalkya is also intelligently called his wife and he is approaching. She is approaching him. How he called here? Maitreyina. He is, Maitreyi Sambodhana. Iti. Thus he called her. Havuvacha Yajnavalkyaha, having called her, said thus. The ha indicate Upanishad is telling about that story which happened long ago. That is the meaning of haan. Havuvacha is called hovacha. And about the Maitreyi, few words I want to say. She is the heroine of this Brahmana. Okay. Maitreyi is always interested in talking about Brahman. Katyayani is very much interested in household duties, homemaker. Katyayani. She is expert in cooking, expert in dealing with the family matters. Whereas Maitreyi is very much interested in discussing only about Brahman. That's why her name is called Brahmavadini. Title, Brahmavadini. If you are also talking like that, you are also called Brahmavadins. Brahmavadini. That Maitreyi, when Yajnavalkya called her, what he said, Yajnavalkya uvacha, Yajnavalkya said, what he said, Vut asyan va are aham asmat sthanat asmi. Asmat sthanat means from this grihasthashrama. He Maitreyi, I am desirous of growing udhyan. Udhya means, vud means what? Urdham gachan. Urdham gachan means what? The higher ashrama than grihastha ashrama. That is called ud. Ud means higher ashrama, sannyasa ashrama. Udyan, ud asyan va means urdham asyan, udyasyan. Are Maitreyana, are means sambodhana. Oh my dear. Oh my dear, are Maitreyi, I am desirous of going above ashrama. I want to transcend, not renouncing. Renouncing, here we have to understand, renunciation is always when you are entering into a higher step. That is called real renunciation. Not out of pressure in the family, not out of any rejection, not out of escapism, you should not renounce. You are not supposed to renounce. when you have to renounce, when you want to take up some higher step in your life, you have to renounce something. Not out of grapes are sour, no. Not like that. You should not jump to sannyasa ashrama to escape from family duties. This must be very clear in our society, in our tradition. Sannyasa ashrama or renunciation kept for those people only who are pure. Who are pure and who are refined. Refined minded people. For those people's sake only sannyasa ashrama kept. That renunciation only for growing, not going away. Not going away from the society, but to grow. Adha ud asyanva. Every letter, word is very, very important. Ud asyanva. Are aham asmat sthanad asmin. I am desirous of. Asmin means I am the one who am desirous of growing out of grihasthashrama. So what? Hanta, well. Well, listen to me. Te anaya katyayanya hantam karavaniti. Te anaya. Anaya katyayanya. Yours. Relationship with Katyayani, I want to antam karavani iti. Since I am desirous of sannyasashrama, I want to end up your relationship with Katyayani. Antam karavani iti. Let me make an end of your relationship with Katyayani. This is the first mantra's meaning. That antam karavani anna sambandham, the relationship in artham. Antam means what? The relationship I want to break. Next mantra we will read. Number 2.
साहोवाच मैत्रेयीम् यन्नुम इयं भगः सर्वा पृथिवी वित्तेन पूर्णा स्यात् कथं तेन अमृतास्यामिति नेति होवाच याज्ञवल्क्यः यथैवोपकरणवताम् जीवितम् तथैव ते जीवितम् स्यात् अमृतत्वस्य तु नाशास्ति वित्तेन इति. साहोवाच मैत्रेयी. सो मैत्रेयी रिप्लाइड इन दिस मैनर. Sa means Maitreyi. Sa Maitreyi ha uvachan. Ha uvacha, again ha means nadanda sambhavatte tirupi solradhu. Upanishad itself telling here. Who is presenting this mantra? Upanishad is presenting. That's why indeed it happened like this. Ha uvacha. Yennu ma iyam bhagaha. Hey Bhagavan. She is addressing her husband as Bhagavan. Not like modern wives. Because she knows his greatness. Of course, husband is having greatness. She knows, you know. If wife knows, generally, that with reverence, Hey Bhagavan. Since he is a jnani, she is addressing him, Hey Bhagavan. She is expecting something, you know. You know what is that something? Knowledge. She is admirer of Yajnavalkya all the time. She is the best first admirer. That's why Maitreyi wife just stepped down as a Shishya, like Arjuna Krishna. Lord Krishna sitting as a charioteer, Sarathi. And Arjuna is sitting like a master. Shishyasteham shadhi mam tvam prapannam, when Arjuna said, immediately Lord Krishna's post has changed. He became Jagat Guru. He became Guru. So Arjuna became Shishya. Similarly, when Yajnavalkya said, I am going to take sannyasa, immediately she is asking Yajnavalkya. The mantra essence is, Hey Bhagavan, oh my revered husband, you are planning to give me the property. Whatever you have little property, you want to give to me. And you want to distribute between me and Katyayani. I am asking you, with this property, our entire property in this earth, the entire wealth on this earth, not your property. Entire wealth means what? All gold mines, all mines you put together, whatever wealth is there on this earth, if I get that wealth, am I going to become immortal? Am I going to get Amritatvam? Tell me. If that wealth is not making me immortal, what am I going to do with that wealth? What am I going to do with that wealth? I don't want such wealth. If it is not giving Amritatvam, please tell me. Is that wealth is giving Amritatvam or not? It's a question. She is asking, Yet nu, yen nu. You have to split it. Yedi, yet means yedi, if. Iyam means this wealth. Yannu yadi, if this wealth, even if I get the entire wealth of this earth, sarva prithivi vittena, vittena means with that wealth. What wealth? Not your own wealth. I am asking, sarva prithivi, entire earth, that much wealth if I get, Purna Syat. If I am filled with that wealth, Purna Syat, Katham Tena Amrita Syamiti, am I going to become immortal? Katham Tena Amrita Syamiti. When she asked like that, Yajnavalkya replying, Na iti ho vacha. Yajnavalkya says, replied, no, you are not going to become immortal by getting the entire wealth of this earth. Even that wealth also cannot make you immortal. It is impossible. Impossible, you cannot become immortal. No, he says. That wealth, what you are going to get, that wealth, what it gives, he says, Yatha upakaranavatam jivitam. Your jivitam, your life can be happy, comfortable with that wealth. you will get relative happiness. With that wealth, amritatvam won't come, but you can live comfortably. Every room you can keep AC, every room you can keep what? Fridge, TV, every room you can keep so many comforts and you can enjoy your life. Yatha upakarana means it is a means for material prosperity. Yatha eva upakaranam jivitam. Just as all other people are living, you also can live comfortably, happily, luxuriously. Tatha eva te jivitam syat. You also live like that. With that wealth, he's telling to her, just as rich people are living comfortably, in a luxurious way, tatha eva, in the same manner, you also live, but not immortality. You also can live like that, with that wealth. Syat, amrutatvasya tu na asha asti. There is no hope for immortality through this wealth. Amrutatvasya tu, you can enjoy the worldly pleasures, whereas you can never attain immortality. Amrutatvasya tu na asha. By what? Vittena. Any amount of money can never give happiness. Melting down will come any time. Problems may arise any time. You can never get Parama Shanti. Then what? Then why you are asking me like this? She is questioning. Very bold woman, no? Very, very bold. Na asha asti. No hope. Na asha, na, how to split it? Na asha, na padike kudad. Na asha asti. There is no hopeless. The whole wealth is hopeless. Hopeless in what? In giving immortality. It is hopeful in giving material pleasures, but hopeless in giving spiritual ananda or amritatvam. Then she is asking again. Agnivalke, third mantra we will read.
Saho vacha maitreyim. Enaham namrutasyam. Kimaham tena kuryam. Yadeva Bhagavan Vedam. Tadeva me bruhiti.
Saho vacha maitreyi. Sa maitreyi ha uvacha. Maitreyi says, are asking him, tena aham na amritasyam. Tena vittena. Tena means with that wealth. Tena aham, myself, na amritasyam. I cannot become immortal. Tena aham kim kuryam. Then what can I do with that money, with that wealth? I am not interested. That when kim comes, how many children are asking like that? The rich person. Who is rich person in the world? She is asking Prithivi Vittam. In Taittiriya Upanishad, Gandharvananda, Indrananda, Brihaspatirananda. One unit of Ananda. So, whole wealth of this entire earth you get, how much Ananda, you know? One unit of Ananda. Shrotriyasya cha akamahatasya, that person, Jnani Ananda, is மோஸ்ட் சுப்பீரியர் ஆனந்தா, திஸ் பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் த வெல்தியஸ்ட் பர்சன், ரிச்சஸ்ட் பர்சன் இன் த வேர்ல்டு. இந்த லிஸ்டில் நேம்ஸ் ஆர் ஆர் கம்மிங், நோ த ரிச்சஸ்ட் பர்சன், 8 people ஆர் 9 people இன் த வேர்ல்ட் ஆர் ரிச்சஸ்ட் பீப்புள். நோ, த ரிச்சஸ்ட் பர்சன் நெவர் திங்க் இஸ் ரிச், ஹி இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் சீ த அதர் பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் சுப்பீரியர் டு ஹியூமன். ஹூ இஸ் ரிச் மேன்? Poor man is striving for money. He want to earn money because he don't have money. Poor man. Rich man also striving for money. Isn't it? Poor man also working for money, desire for money. Rich man also desire for money, more money he wants. What is common between both of them? Desire is same. அவர் ரிச் பூர் மேன், இவர் பூர் பூர் மேன். ரிச் பூர் மேன், பூர் பூர் மேன் என்னன்னு அர்த்தம்? ந திருப்தா இத்யர்த்தா, ஹி இஸ் நாட் கண்டென்டெட், நோ திருப்தி இஸ் தேர். சோ அதிருப்தா தரித்ரா ஏவ சாஸ்திரம் சேஸ், ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் அதிருப்தி இஸ் தேர், யூ ஆர் ஏ பூர் பர்சன். Who is the richest person in the world? Whoever is having tripti, contented person is rich person, the richest person in the world. Atruptaha daridraha eva nar. Yavad vitto parjana saktaha savan nija parivaro raktaha nar. Shankaracharya says in Bhajagovindam, Moodha jahihi dhanagama trishnam, kuru sadbuddhim manasivi trishnam. எல்லபசே நிஜ கர்மோ பாத்தம் வித்தம் தேன வினோதய. மே யூ பி ஹாப்பி கண்டென்ட் வித் வாட் யூ ஆர் ஏர்னிங் லெஜிட்டிமேட்லி. கிவ் அப் திஸ் கிரேவிங் டு ஏர்ன் மணி. தேர்ஃபோர் ரிச் பர்சன் ஈஸ் அன்ஹாப்பி இஃப் ஹீ இஸ் நாட் ஹேவிங் கண்டென்ட்மெண்ட். தட்ஸ் வை தே சே money can give you the bed, money cannot give you sleep. Money, through money you can buy a book, but money cannot give you knowledge. Money can give you food, money cannot give you hunger. Like this there are big list, no, you know all of you that what money cannot give are so many. What money gives is very, very less. So, Viveki, a discriminative person, is one who knows money is not master for him. He is the master who is using the money. Money is master or slave? Money should not make the person slave. A person who is earning money must maintain the mastership in using the money, otherwise you will become a slave. If I become slave to the money, my life is more miserable. Same dhanam which I have earned for security, same dhanam keeps me insecure, unhappy. Therefore she says, கிமஹம் தேன குறியாம், வாட் கேன் ஐ டூ வித் தட் மணி ஹுச் கெனாட் கிவ் இம்மார்டாலிட்டி. ஜெனரலி பீப்புள் நோ, தே ஆர் ஆல் வெரி மச் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் மணி. நோ, தட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி காமன். காத்யாயினி இஸ் வெரி ஹாப்பி, நோ, ஷி இஸ் வெரி ஹாப்பி வென் ஹஸ்பண்ட் இஸ் கிவிங் லாட் ஆஃப் மணி. நோ, பட் மைத்ரி இஸ் நாட் ஹாப்பி. அது ஏதோ ஸ்டோரியிலும் ஸ்டோரி தெரியும் இல்லையோ. ஒன் பூர் பர்சன் ஏ காட் ஏ ட்ரீம். லார்ட் கேம் இன் ஹிஸ் ட்ரீம் அண்ட் லார்ட் சேட், டுமாரோ மார்னிங் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு மீட் ஏ பர்சன், ஏ மகாத்மா, யூ ஆஸ்க் ஹிம், ஹீ வில் ரிமூவ் யுவர் பாவர்ட்டி, ஹீ வில் கிவ் தட் மணி வெல்த் டு யூ. Then he is so happy. Next day morning, when he is walking, he saw one Mahatma. And he approached him. He told him, I am very poor, I want money. Then Mahatma gave one a precious diamond. And he is so happy, with this precious diamond I can become a rich person. And he took that diamond, he is walking. On the way, he thought, what he thought, this much precious diamond he is giving to me, very costliest diamond, just like that he has given to me, just like that, without batting his eyes, happily he gave. That means that person must be having which is more precious than this diamond. That person must be having which is more precious than this diamond, through which he is happy. Then he rushed back to that Mahatma again. How you gave this diamond, precious diamond to me? How you are going to be happy? With what you are going to be happy? You have given to me this precious diamond. It shows you must be having something superior, valuable thing with you. Tell me, what is that? Then that Mahatma said, okay, sit down, I will tell you. He started Upanyasam. What? Brahma Satyam Jagan Vidya Jivo Brahma Ivan Aparaha. Like that. Same way Maitri is asking Agnivalkya. You want to go away, want to grow out of this ashrama, grihastha ashrama, you want to give this property to me, you know something superior than what is you are having, otherwise how can you leave all these things? You are going for something which is superior than this. Any intelligent person do that only, no? When you leave something, and you are getting something higher. Like that she is asking, Tadeva, Yadeva, Bhagavan Veda. Hey Bhagavan, oh my revered husband, Yadeva, whatever you are having, you know, Yadeva, Veda, whatever you know, Tadeva, me bruhi, whatever you know, about this immortality, it cannot give, you say. But something will give immortality. Yajnavalkya is very clear. This wealth is not going to give immortality. Apde enna anartham? He knows that what gives immortality. Tadeva bruhi. Tell me that only. I want to come with you. Hold my hand. I want to come with you. I hold my hand and uplift me also. I also want to grow out of grihastha ashrama. Once he becomes a sannyasi, what is she? She is going to lose her patni status. Once he becomes a sannyasi, that sannyasi's wife also indirectly as good as sannyasini. Sannyasini. So instead of pati patni sambandha, now bruhi, whenever she asks that word, she became a shishyanartha. Yadeva Bhagavan Veda, tadeva me bruhi. Whatever you know, that alone you teach me. That means you teach me an anartha. I am your disciple. I am your disciple. You are my guru. Agnivalkya is so happy. Very, very happy. Already he is happy. You know? Because he is a jnani. He is very happy with the dear Maitreyi wife. Now he is saying, he is expressing his ananda. In the next mantra, fourth mantra, we will read.
Saho vacha yajnavalkyaha.
Saho vacha yajnavalkyaha.
பிரியாவதாரேண சதி பிரியம் பாஷசே ஏஹி ஆஸ்வ வ்யாக்யாஸ்யாமி தே வ்யாசக்ஷாணஸ்ய து மே நிதித்யாஸஸ்வேதி.
All are very, very, very important mantras. Here, Yajnavalkya said, Vittena amrutasya nashasti. There is no asha of immortality out of wealth, he said. Here, the corollary we have to understand, that is, Vittam indicates கர்மான. இன் பாங்க உபாசன பாங்கம் தெர் ஆர் ஃபைவ் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் டு பர்ஃபார்ம் ஏ ரிச்சுவல். யஜமான, பதி, பத்னி, புத்திர அண்ட் தெய்வம் வித்தம், மானுஷம் வித்தம். த யஜமான ஹூ எவர் வாண்ட் டு டூ ரிச்சுவல், யஜ்ஞம், யாகம், ஹோமம் ஆர் எனி ரிச்சுவல், he is called yajamana. That yajamana is eligible to do ritual only when he is having wife, patni. And many rituals can be performed by yajamana only when he has got a son, putra. Any ritual can be performed only when you know the mantra, daivam vittam. Then manusham vittam, wealth is required to perform the ritual. Main thing, you have to give dakshina. You have to buy so many things for that ritual. Without these five, no ritual can be performed. Karma cannot be done. Any karma cannot be done. So the vitta related to karma. Karma pannanumanna vittam venum. Here indirectly Agnivalkya is telling, any amount of karma will not give moksha. That is not said here. Why he said any amount of wealth cannot give moksha means wealth is not going to give amrutatvam, really speaking. Through that wealth, whatever ritual you do, whatever punya karmas, punya you get, through that you are not going to get moksha. That means, jnana karma samuchaya khandana is done indirectly. Kuramal kuri anna yadida. Sanyasa ashrama, once he says, you are renouncing the karma. Karma kanda is not relevant there. Because for a sanyasi, there is no money at all. A sannyasi doesn't have money, he need not do karma, therefore even sannyasi need not do puja also. These acharyas, mathadipatis, they do puja not for their sake, only for bhakta's sake, for loka sangraha's sake. They need not do. Therefore, karma is negated. Sanyasa, you are coming means karma can never give you amritatvam. Once karma is not giving amritatvam, for that karma, what is sadhanam for that karma? Money, vittam. Vittam is the sadhanam for that karma. Karma is the sadhyam. Sadhana sadhya sambandha is there between wealth and action or ritual. When sadhana is, this sadhana is not able to give moksha, the wealth is also meaningless in the case of moksha. Sadhya moksha is not possible with money, which is a means for karma only, not for moksha. Therefore, a sannyasi is one who is giving up karma and who is giving up even wealth also.
Na karmana na prajaya dhanena tyage naike na dhanena.
Even Nachiketa said to Yamadharmaraja, na vittena tarpaniyo manushyaha. However, no, what amount of money you get, na tarpaniyaha na, you cannot make a person happy, satisfied. How many children are happy with their money given by the parents? My father do not know how to maintain that money. However much they give, no, they are not at all happy. Adi nature of the money. They never know that artham anartham bhavaya nityam nastita tasukha apra lesha lesha satyam sukhame kadiyadappa adula dukkham da irukena apdinu solli appo karma vesta panna koodada na appo karma kaanda whole karma kaanda is redundant, all rituals are redundant. Then Shankaracharya says, no, no. Karma is relevant, very much important for whom you have to see. Karma is necessary or not, if anybody asks. In the ritual, pannanama vendama. Sandhya vandanam pannanama vendama. Japam pannanama vendama. Puja pannanama vendama. Or parayanam, or any ritual, or panchamahayagna. All these rituals, is it necessary to perform or not? We should not give answer. Answer chollakudad. For whom we have to ask? Counter question. For whom we have to say? Shastra says, karma is necessary for those people who are having raga dvesha. Whose mind is not at pure, not at mature, not at ripened, not at refined. For them, karma is required, very much required. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, na karma nama narambhat naishkarmyam purushoshinat ashnute nacha sanyasana deva siddhim samadhi gacchati. By giving up karma, one cannot attain that supreme goal. Na karmanam anarambhat naishkarmyam anna moksham. Cannot attainable. Sanyasanat eva siddhim na samadhi gacchati. By renouncing karma, one can never attain moksha. So how difficult to understand Shastra, no? Varu pakkame na karmana na prajayadhanena. That's why people are so confused, no? We have to reconcile this, na? These are all written by Shankaracharya beautifully in his Bhashyam. As long as person is having likes and dislikes, strong vasanas, hatred and attachment, aversion, possessive nature, that person is not a sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. He has not yet arrived at even atma anatma vivekam. So he is not having the vairagyam. He is not having shama dama uparama tidikshana. Still his raga is having poramai. All sorts of weaknesses are there at the emotional level. Mind is unrefined. Therefore, Shastra says, continue parayanam, continue sandhyavandanam, do gayatri. Manasa shuddham aganappa. And the ragadvesham poi, patru poi, adukada Yajnavalkya says, idella are corollaries. Yajnavalkya felt, now I am as a husband of Katyayani Maitreyi, Namiruvar Namakuruvar Madri, my relation is very much confined only with the family. nuclear family. I am identifying myself with my wife's. Of course, children are there, the children. I am not able to identify myself with the total. As a grihastha, no one can identify with the total. Very difficult. எப்படி இருந்தாலும் வைஃப் அப்படி பார்த்து எட்டுன்னு பார்த்துட்டே இருக்கணும். ஓர சூப்பு ஜூச்சது நியாயமான மாதிரி அப்பப்போ என்னோட வைஃபு சில்ட்ரன் இப்படி போயின்னே இருக்கும் மனசு. என்ன பற்று இருக்கும், என்ன அந்த பந்தம் இருக்கு இல்லையோ, அந்த பந்தம் இருக்க. தட்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு நாக் ஆஃப் தட் பந்தம். அப்படி பண்ணாதான் அந்த யூ கேன் ஐடென்டிஃபை யுவர் செல்ஃப் வித் த ஹோல் யூனிவர்ஸ். So the identification with the whole universe is the prerequisite for Jnana Nishthana. You cannot identify with your wife and children also in the world. Impossible. You have to put this wife and children also in the world. அப்படி பண்ணுவோம் என்ன அர்த்தம், you have to sacrifice your husbandhood. Husbandhood வெச்சுண்டு or wifehood வெச்சுண்டு நீங்க இந்த சமதர்சனம் உலகம் எல்லாம் ஏக்கம் ஒண்ணுன்னு சொல்ல முடியாது. கஷ்டம், என்ன சம்பந்தம் இருக்கு, எங்க போறேன்னு பிடிச்சிருவா பின்னாடி. They will pluck, no? They will not allow you. Once you cut off, break their relation, they cannot ask. Because this is paddhati. A grihastha is not supposed to say, உனக்கு எனக்கு சம்பந்தம் இல்லைன்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. அப்படி சொன்னா கோர்ட்டு போயிடுவான். கோர்ட் ஹாஸ் காட் ரைட் டு ஆர்கியூ ஃபார் எ கிரகஸ்தா இஃப் ஹி சேஸ் தட். இஃப் சன்னியாசி சேஸ், கோர்ட் கேனாட் ஆஸ்க் பிகாஸ் தட்ஸ் வை தேர் ஆர் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், தேர் இஸ் எ மெத்தட். ஜஸ்ட் லைக் தட் எ கிரகஸ்தா கேனாட் லீவ் ஹர் ஹிஸ் வைஃப் ஆர் சில்ட்ரன் அண்ட் கோ அவே. ஹவு மெனி பீப்புள் ஆர் கோயிங் லைக் தட், பாப்பா அந்த அம்மா தேடி 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 கஷ்டப்பட்டு. தப்பு, அப்படி பண்ணவே கூடாது ஆக்சுவலா. அதெல்லாம் எஸ்கேபிசம். சோ கர்மா இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட் யூ டு கெட் சித்த சுத்தி. ஒன்ஸ் யூ கெட் சித்த சுத்தி, யூ ஆர் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் தட் ராக துவேஷா, யூ ஆர் ரிஃபைன்ட். ஹவு டு நோ பர்சன் ஹேஸ் காட் சித்த சுத்தி ஆர் நாட், ராக துவேஷா குறைஞ்சிருக்கான்னு பார்த்துக்கணும். How many times you are angry with your wife or husband or children, attachment, all this idella paathukanum. Patru illamale irukka illayana, adanal karma thanave vidu, nee vidavenda. If you are refined, if you are mature, karma will leave you. You need not leave the karma. You will take up that jnana marga. This become irrelevant. The priority bend towards that side, Jnana Yoga side. Until that time, continue in the karma. Gradually reduce karma. Give, spend more time to Jnana Yoga. Adi vittittu, idu casual la panni, ubhaya brashtatvam, apuram, enge pona, Trishanku swargam madri aayidum. Appadi aaga koodadhu. Therefore, Yajnavalkya says, here, சஹோவாச்ச யாஜ்ஞவல்க்யா. யாஜ்ஞவல்க்யா சேஸ், பிரியாபதாரே நஹா. நஹா மீன்ஸ் டு மீ. பிரியாபதாரே பதான இண்டீட், பதா அரே மை டியர், இண்டீட் யூ ஆர் டாக்கிங் பிளீசிங் வேர்ட்ஸ் வித் மீ. பிரியா பிரியம் பாஷசேன, யுவர் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் வெரி மச் பிளீசிங் மீ. ஓ மைத்ரேயி, அவருக்கு ரொம்ப பாஷன் ஜாஸ்தி ஆயிடுச்சு இப்போ. ஏன்னா இவர் ஆல்ரெடி இஸ் வெரி வெரி நோ ஜானி. ஒன் இன்னொரு ஒரு ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இப்போ அவருக்கு ஸ்டூடெண்ட் ஆல்ரெடி நோ, ஷீ இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் ஏ ரைட் கொஸ்டன். இஸ் இஸ் யூ ஆர் பதாரி நக சதி பிரியம் பாஷசே, யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி பிரியம் டு மீ, யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி டியர் டு மீ. ஹேவிங் டியர் டு மீ, now you are talking dear words, pleasing words. Yehi, come here. Aswa, sit here. Come near, sit here. Sit here, sit down and ardham. Okay. Sit here, sit down. Because she asked Bruhi. Cholrem va ukkaru. Enna? Vyakhyasyamiti te. To you, I will tell you, I shall teach you. But one condition. Vyachakshanasya tu. Whatever you are listening from me, and the tu, endana inda kaadula ketta anda kaadula vidakoodadu. Vyachakshanatute me, when whatever you are listening from me, you must carefully nididhyasasveti, nididhyasasva, do contemplation, reflect upon my words. The teaching is going to begin. Okay. Now he is putting a condition. If you are my student, if you are my student, you have to listen like this, like that Vedanta Sara teacher is telling, no? Shravanam Pati. What do you mean by Shravanam? Chumma kaadal ipdi kekkuradha enna? Lingam tatparya niranayam adella pannanum systematic illa kekkanum. Some students are telling, Swamini romba dry ah irukka Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Why we feel dry, enna? We have to study first Upanishad onwards. Idu vandu advanced Upanishad. Straight away, Yajnavalkya Maitriya are very popular. Okay. Yajnavalkya Maitriya are very popular. That's why everybody want to listen. Really speaking, some students were asking me, Swamini, innu Yajnavalkya varliye? Innu Yajnavalkya Maitriya varliye? Eppo varuvaanga? Nu kekkuraan. Upanishad is popular because of Yajnavalkya Maitreyi. Because their wife and husband. Sanyasi arendana kekamatam. Wife and husband. Adu vere vishayam. Sare indha Upanishad kekkuradhukku enna thagudhi venum namakku? Andha thagudhi irukka. Illena yen puriyamal irukkenu namma, we have to question ourselves. It's not the mistake of the Upanishad. It's not dry. It is wonderful. Adula rasam irukke. Dry illa. Adula taste irukke. This is the best Upanishad. All Upanishads essence is there here. So we have to study from Mundaka, Kena, Katha, Isha, Prashna, Mandukya, Taitriya. Adula mudichittada ipdi vandhom idukku. That's why whoever want to understand this Upanishad, please listen to my cassettes. All those Upanishads I have finished, completed. So if you understand that Upanishads, it is easy for you to understand. Yedho oru naal padichidha aaganume, dry enu solli ukkar mudiyad illiyo, amrutattvam na aasha asti. Okay, one day or other I have to study. Thorough Bhagavad Gita, consistent systematic study is required. Appudane puriyum. How beautiful, very beautiful teaching this is. Wonderful teaching. Excellent teaching. Enna solla mudiyum solunga. Idhu veda enna sollanum. Adhanaala I request those students who are coming to Brihadaranyaka, please listen the previous Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita said by that systematic manner. All are available in CD form, in cassette form. Please listen and get the benefit of the teaching. So that we will get what? Amrutatvam. Amrutatvam venuma vendama? Amrutatvam venum. Amrutam venum, immortality venum, moksha venum, liberation venum anna padichidha aahanum. Spend more time. Give priority. So he says, Asva, may you sit down here. I will teach you. So Maitreyi now stopped to be his wife. She is no more wife and he is a sannyasi, jnani, Agnivalkya. She is sannyasini, Maitreyi, sishyaha. Then only teaching will take place. As a relation you sit together, teaching won't take place. Ippo rasam paathri vare irungo illa saambar ippadi vechana irungo ani sollinda irpa illaya. Close the kitchen for some time and sit na. Don't worry about all those things. And அது இது முடியாதப்பா, இது ஒன்று தான் முடியும். ஓகே, டாப் ப்ரையாரிட்டி இஸ் ரிக்வயர்டு, ஸ்பெண்ட் மோர் டைம். டைம் என்ன? குவாலிட்டி டைம். குவாலிட்டி டைம் வித் வாட்? சாதன சதுஷ்டய சம்பத்தி. ஐ நீட் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ். வித்தவுட் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் இட்ஸ் எ வேக் அண்ட் போர்டம் ஆல்சோ சம்டைம்ஸ், ட்ரை ஆல்சோ சம்டைம்ஸ், மெனி டைம்ஸ், அபவ் ஹெட் ஆல்சோ மெனி டைம்ஸ். அப்படின்லாம் சொல்லக்கூடாது. மனம் திஸ் உபனிஷத் இஸ் த 10th உபனிஷத். இதுக்கப்புறம் பிரம்மசூத்திரம் தான் படிக்க போகிறோம். So you want to be ready for Brahmasutra, you have to study 10 Upanishads thorough. Oru Upanishad 3 vaati 4 vaati thirupi thirupi kekkanum. Appoda inda Brahma nishthana paarunga Yagnyavalkyar ella vedam padichana avarku he want to get nishthana. That nishtha is what it has to ooranam, oorugai maadhiri ooranam odambukulla. அப்போதான் அதுதான் ஞானம். மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.